One story on our list this morning has a title, a slug, in which almost every word leaps out. The title begins, Gin, like the drink. Gin Wigmore, blood to bone. Gin Wigmore is a musician born in New Zealand, and the rest of that slug is her new album. Blood to Bone suggests the rawness of songs that are written as a way of managing the pain of loss. Here's NPR's Lauren McGaughey.
Gin Wigmore's songwriting career began after her father died, when she was just 17. She wrote this song, Hallelujah, as a tribute to him.
At that time, I was very mixed up, a lot of denial, and didn't really want to come to terms with what had happened. And Hallelujah was everything that I wanted to say that I didn't know how to when he was alive.
Hallelujah won grand prize at the 2004 International Songwriting Competition, and it helped launch Wigmore's career. Now 29, the singer still uses music as a way of confronting her past. Gin Wigmore's newest album, Blood to Bone, tells the story of the past couple years of her life.
I was waking up next to my ex and that horrible kind of sinking feeling when you wake up in the morning and you look over that person lying next to you, and it was that sinking feeling of, this isn't right, I don't want to wake up next to you, I don't want this to be my future.
Wigmore eventually left that partner.
And you feel this doubt, and have I done the right thing, and have I gone completely insane, and I don't know.
She moved across the world, from Australia to Los Angeles, and she fell in love with someone else.
I will love you, I will love you, until the blood all leaves these veins.
It was only after she got married that she realized she needed to put the past 2 years down on paper.
In a way, I wanted to torture myself, I guess, or figure out why I felt like this. And I think if you write about it and try and figure it out and then articulate it, you've kind of come to the point where you've, that's kind of the breakthrough in my mind. Yeah, it's written in the water. Yeah, it's everywhere I go.
Telling me that I should leave you like I did 2 times before. Gin Wigmore's new album is called Blood to Bone. Lauren McGaughey, NPR News.